Have you ever taken the time to decide exactly what you want in life? I'm talking down to the color. Well, the truth is, most people never put this much effort and energy into deciding what they want, and this is the most crucial step in all success. Benjamin Franklin, or someone around him at the time, said, "If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail." Now, because you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume, although I hate to assume, I'm going to assume that your plans include real estate investing on some level. So really, at this point, I want to get right into it, and I only have one simple question for you. Who gonna stop you, huh? Listen, man, you already know what it is. This is Rhymes and Real Estate. I am your boy, DeAndre Laverity. Listen, this is where we take the bars to the bank. This is where we cash in on the wisdom behind the lyrics. Guys, this is where we learn from the moves of some of hip-hop's most successful artists and entrepreneurs. Now listen, I am more than just a real estate professional. I'm more than just an investor and a syndicator, guys. I am more than just a hip-hop aficionado. I am 1,000% committed to living my best life every day. And if you're with me, if you're like me, then you're in the right place. My name's DeAndre Laverity, a.k.a. Focused on Stacks, representing Stack City to the fullest. And, well, today we're going to figure out some things, man. We're going to find out who's been stopping us this whole time. We're gonna figure out exactly how to get past that special someone in our lives, and more importantly, we're gonna see that no one can stop us. Alright, so we're gonna talk about three distinct topics of the day. I'm gonna pull these bars and we're gonna get right into it. So first of all, I want to apologize for what's about to take place, because truth be told, we all have haters, right? Whether you know it or not, there's somebody who doesn't want you to win. So, had to break the beat down just a little bit so we could talk about these haters.
You just a commentator. If you get me paper, everybody I know from the hood got common haters. You just a commentator. If you get me paper,
everybody I know from the hood got common haters.
Yep, that's a fact. Listen, man, we're going to talk about these haters real quick. We're not going to give them too much time, energy, or space, but they must be addressed. So check this out. Everybody I know, and this is a fact, everybody I know has haters, whether you know it or not. And for all intents and purposes, we're going to go ahead and define a hater right now as anyone who tries, check this out, anyone who tries to talk to you and talk you out of leading your best life, who's trying to take you away from doing what's going to improve and elevate your life. Now, truth be told, a lot of our haters are people who mean us well. You know, your friends, your family, your coworkers, etc. The people you spend time with on a day-to-day. Not everybody has malice in their heart. Not everybody wants to see you fail just for the sake of seeing you fail. But see, the thing is, either you're with me or you're against me. Either you're down or you're not. And if a person is telling you or advising you against educating yourself, exploring other options, and building the lifestyle that you've chosen for yourself, well, then you got to ask yourself, man, who's going to stop me? So that's a fact. We got to address the haters in the building. We got to make sure we know that they're there so they can't catch us slipping. Always tell yourself, if they're not leading me in the direction that I'm trying to go, then I'm going to leave you where you stand. So we've identified the haters. Now, what do we do about them? Well, truth be told, keep your distance. They're going to slow you down. They're going to waste your time. They're going to defeat your confidence. Fall back. Recognize them. Fall back and get around some people who really are winning themselves or are in position to win, because that's all it takes. All right, we're going to get into this work ethic bars. Hold on 1 second.
Stop me, bro. I better get rich. Night shift. 66. Give me one shot. One pot. I show up in all white wearing no socks. No ceiling.
New coupe. Ah, yeah. Nah, Jay-Z, man. He just definitely wrote down some bars on that work ethic for us. If you didn't catch it, don't worry. We're going to go through it right now. So look, start me broke. A lot of us, that's where we are. We're starting off broke, man. We ain't coming from long money, not a lot of traditional hand-me-down money, insurance money, and all that stuff. So, you know, we're starting off broke. But listen, you can bet that if you work and you be diligent and you take opportunities, I bet you get rich. Look, you got to work that night shift, man. You got to be willing to do that overtime. You can't expect to get ahead competing and running on the same speed as everybody else. So you got to get ahead. And that's where that 6-to-6 grind comes in, right? But we're going to talk about this. See, because what that 6-to-6, what that overnight grind, what that overtime grind is like, man, really, you're just getting yourself ready. You're getting yourself in position so that when that opportunity comes around, see, Jay said, give me one shot, one pot. See, I'm working 6-to-6 for that one shot. Because, listen, when you're doing this real estate thing, listen, anybody who's ever been successful in this business is going to tell you, listen, you take one deal, you make one deal happen, and you can now finance your own deals, you can now leverage your own business, you can make things happen on your terms. So that's what we're out here looking for. We're looking for that one shot. And in order to get that one shot, you're going to have to work. All right, so we're going to put in that extra grind. We're going to put in that overtime. We're going to drive for dollars instead of an hour a day. We're going to do it for 2-3 hours a day. We're going to find all the ugly houses. We're going to start to use our minds and leverage the business. We're going to find people to help us out. We're going to do everything it takes so that we're doing that overtime grind so that when that deal does come through, you answer that phone call from your marketing and, you know, it's a woman on the other end of the phone saying, listen, I live in Canada. My aunt left me this house. I don't even want it. What can we do? And you say, oh, I got the bread. I got the buyer. I got the deal. And now that's your one shot. You know, you did your 6-to-6 grind. You ready. So that's where we at with that one. Listen, don't forget, this thing ain't free. And, you know, even if there's no money involved from your pocket, the grind is real. The sleep never comes, but the money does if you work hard. We're going to go to the next one, and it's going to be about due diligence.
I'm winning again, I'm at the win, I'm at the table, I'm gambling. Lucky lefty, I expect a 7. I went through hell, I'm expecting heaven. I'm old, so I'm dull, and I stuck to the cheat code.
Yeah! Oh man, listen guys, this is it right here. This is everything in a nutshell. Listen guys, look, we're talking about gambling, we're talking about going all the way through with things, we're talking about being thorough, we're talking about sticking to the script. Listen guys, this is it right here. This is what you need, man. Pay attention to these bars. Ready? He said, I'm at the table, I'm gambling, right? We at the closing table. Listen, it's still a gamble, no matter how beautiful it looks. Look, we don't know what's going to happen. Now, we do our due diligence to have a real clear picture of what could happen, what should happen if all goes the way it's supposed to go. And a little tip for all you guys out there, best case scenario, worst case scenario. So when you're putting these deals together, when you're coming into it, and you want to know if all else fails, if the entire market falls under right now, what advantages do I have with this deal? Is it worth me keeping even if no one else wants it? What can I do with this property? All right. But back to the bars. He says, I'm at the table, I'm gambling. Lucky lefty, I expect a 7. See, now that's the type of attitude I'm trying to instill in everyone who's listening to this podcast, and even in myself. Just continue to build that up, because you can never have enough confidence, especially in a business that's so fast-paced, so requires so much energy, so much confidence, really, to just close these deals. So, listen, we're at the table, we're at the closing table, you know, we're officially about to roll these dice, we're about to put this money on the table, and we're going to take this chance, but we got to do our due diligence. And Jay, being the wise man he is, didn't lead us astray on this one. He said, I went through hell, I'm expecting heaven. I'm old, so I'm thorough, right? That's key in this entire business, guys. Listen, when you do the numbers once, I need you to do them 3-4 times, all right? I need you to know the numbers inside and out, all right? And don't just stop at your cap rate, all right? You want to know rehab costs. You want to know the best, worst case scenarios, rehab costs. You want to know the comps in the area. You want to know so much information that it's almost impossible for anything to get by you unless somebody's doing something super malicious. And even in that case, you could be so thorough that, listen, you gotta basically tie my eyes closed and make me sign with my hands behind my back and a gun to my head, because you can't play me because I'm so thorough. All right, and that's type of energy you got to bring into this business. You really got to come knowing that there are so many variables, but you've accounted for each one of them, so you don't have to worry in the long run, because you know one way or another. Perfect example, man. I've been seeing a lot of these newer construction buildings going up. A lot of them were really designed originally to be condos, and the market changed. The original plan had to be adjusted and accounted for. So now we have all these high-priced rental properties around the Boston area, where you know you're coming into Boston and you're getting a one-bedroom for $4,500. Now, yeah, that was going to be a condo that they were going to sell for $1 million, but listen, the market changed, buyers weren't there at the moment, construction couldn't stop, they built the building, now it's fully occupied, rented out, and you got, you know, 70, 80 of those around the city went through the same thing. It's going to be a beautiful thing when they do sell, but all I'm telling you is game plan 1, 2, and 3, know exactly what's going to happen if all else fails, because truth be told, whether it's your money or someone else's money, it's real money, and the real money needs to make some real results. So guys, that's what I got for you right now. This is Rhymes. This is Real Estate. We talked about how, you know, you can't control haters, all right? You can't control them. You can only control yourself. So working hard will always keep you moving forward, and working diligently will always follow a plan of action that's going to keep you on track, all right? And then, of course, you know, just think about it. You're a boss now. Everybody works for you in one way or another. You're leveraging everything around you if you're, you know, a successful boss. So just think about your haters like, you know, they work for you. Just promote them from, you know, like Ye said, you know, they're all commentators. Just work hard and they're going to become your congratulators sooner or later. And that's a fact. So, listen, you know how we do this on Rhymes and Real Estate, guys. We got some calls to action. We got a couple things I need you to do ASAP. We got to get right to it. We don't listen to listen. We listen to grind. So, listen, I want you to identify those people in your life that are your haters. Yeah, he said, we all got common haters. So, listen, if you can't decide on who your haters are, just look at your people and see who their haters are. 9 times out of 10, y'all got similar haters. So, identify them and then decide today, truthfully, what are you willing to exchange in order to achieve your goals? What type of work ethic are you willing to put in? Are you going to do the 6 to 6? Are you going to be up all night? Are you going to be, you know, flying here and there trying to find the deal? Like, what, how much are you willing to put into this? Are you going to call 150 people every week until somebody says yes? What are you going to do? Decide that today. And then I want you to remember that steady working is what builds your confidence. Like, you know, in Jay's bars, he got confidence. He's at the table, roll a 7, lucky lefty. He's feeling that way because, look, he's at the table. He's winning again. When you start winning, it becomes a habit. So start forming that habit today. Now, guys, we've been talking about due diligence. We talked about work ethic. And I got a gift for you. All right? Listen, you're going to love this. Go over right now to DeAndreLeverity.com, right? So DeAndreLev, like Victor, ARITY.com. I have for you a due diligence checklist. Now, you can use this checklist for any of your investment dealings, whether you're going for a single family, multifamily, or, you know, a big multifamily. Doesn't matter. Use this checklist. It's going to help you get through all your due diligence so that you know what you're getting into and how to get out. All right? Now, this is a free gift. Just head over to DeAndreLeverity.com, type in your name, your email address. I'll shoot it over to you, and you can enjoy that. All right? Now, we got a lot of big things still coming up. We got some amazing guests coming. I'm really excited about things. So I look forward to continuing to build with you guys. Head over to the website. We're going to continue to build. We're going to continue to share. We got tons of content, actual deals, capital resources. We've got some jewels, values that just are incredible. So, you know, we definitely got more rhymes and more real estate for you, for sure. So connect with me. Follow me on Instagram, D_TheRealEstatePlug. Facebook, The Real Estate Plug. You can find me on those platforms. I got plenty more information to give, share with you. I want some deals too. So if you got some for me, email me D@DeAndreLeverity.com. Now listen, I think it's only right for us to end this episode by extending the beat. I'm DeAndre Leverity. Two seats in the 911.
No limit on the black car. Told John's gonna go ham to the ocean with my backyard. No lies in my verses. Hey, please pardon all the curses. Hey, shit gotta come in some way. Fuck when you're growing up worthless. Middle finger to my old life. Special shout out to my old hand. If it wasn't for your advice, a nigga would have been so dead. I'm living life till these niggas kill me. Turn this up if you niggas feel me. I'm riding dirty trying to get filthy. Pablo, Picasso, Rocco's, Rilke's. Graduated to the MoMA, and I did all of this without a diploma. Graduated from the Kona. Y'all can pray me for a motherfucker fool if you wanna. Street smart and I'm book smart. Could have been a chemist cause I cook smart. Only thing that stop me is me. Hey, and I'ma stop when the hook stop. Hold up.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost.